8 Ways to Build a Positive First Impression. You've prospected, and some leads have responded favorably to your phone calls, mailers, and marketing materials. Now you're ready to engage the lead face-to-face for the first time. What is it that you can do to make a positive first impression in that meet step? Recognize that people will make judgments about you quickly. Research says you have only 19 to 34 seconds to create the impression that you are someone worth talking to. If you believe that you are not perceived as that type of person, then you have a real problem. People pay attention to people they believe have something important to say. Here are 8 ways you can create a positive first impression, so they will believe you have something important to say to them. 1. Project a confident manner. Don't act superior or inferior. Try to establish a quiet confidence. Quiet confidence comes from knowing exactly why you're there, who you are there to see, and what you're trying to accomplish, and show you're on solid ground. By the same token, you're not a fast-talking, manipulative, stereotypical recruiter. Consequently, you act in a confident manner. Confidence comes from how you feel about yourself and how you feel about the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity. 2. Present a neat, professional appearance. Your dress and appearance can be one of the best recruiting tools to use. This would include your hairstyle and length, the condition of your uniform, clean, pressed, and in good repair, your military bearing, and your personal hygiene. If you feel good about how you present yourself, you're going to feel more confident. Consider also things like clean ribbons and badges, a neat briefcase, freshly shined shoes. 3. Smile. The single thing that controls your tone of voice is your smile. Relax, be confident, and smile. People can detect your positive outlook by your voice and through your mannerisms. 4. Do your best to use a person's name and pronounce it correctly. Before you use someone's name, find out their appropriate and/or preferred name preference. You'll never go wrong if you ask, "Do you mind if I call you Mr. Watson?" That way Mr. Watson can say, "Just call me Bob." Don't say, "Do you mind if I call you Bob?" That's too forward. Let them make the decision as to whether or not it's going to be formal or not. You don't make that decision. Suppose the person has a name with which you're not familiar. Ask them how to pronounce their name. You may simply say, "I'm not quite sure how to pronounce your first name or last name. Would you mind helping me say it correctly?" That may sound insignificant, but it demonstrates respect for that person. 5. Set a tone of importance. Set a tone that tells the lead you're important and have something important to share. Here are a few examples of your purpose and important reasons: to solve someone's problem, to meet their needs, to help them achieve something they didn't think they could achieve, to help them earn extra money, to improve their job skills, to enhance their education. Whatever the case may be, it is important. If you don't see yourself as important, they aren't going to either. 6. Don't ever apologize for taking someone's time. You need to believe in the importance of what you represent, that under no circumstances do you apologize for taking someone's time. If you apologize for taking someone's time, it positions you as a groveler, not a professional. It positions you as someone who's begging for the opportunity to talk to them. If you really believe in what you're doing, you know it's important, and you need to present yourself that way. 7. Be comfortable. Being comfortable has several moving parts. Some of those include arriving on time, having your sales aids and marketing materials pre-prepared, packed, and ready to use, having your prepared questions ready, consulting your pre-call checklist, being dressed to look your best. You need to be comfortable both physically and mentally. 8. Position yourself in everything you say and do. Positioning and timing are crucial to success, even the first time engaging the lead. Here are a few examples of positioning yourself. Handshake, your statement of intention and primary bonding statement. Eye contact, manners, timeliness. Remember, it's the first 19 to 34 seconds that are critical. You don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. Let's review our list of 8 ways to build a positive first impression. 1. Create a confident manner. Don't act superior or inferior. 2. present a neat professional appearance, be well-groomed, and have an immaculate uniform. 3. Smile. This shows you're confident. 4. Try to use a person's name and learn to pronounce it correctly. Remember, ask them what their name preference is. Allow them to tell you if they would prefer that it be formal or less formal. 5. Set a tone of importance. Let them know that what you're saying, doing, and presenting is important. 6. Don't apologize for taking someone's time. You are a professional recruiter, and what you have to say is important and worth their time. 7. Be comfortable. Preparation equals confidence. Preparation also reflects a level of comfort. 8. Position yourself. You're constantly positioning yourself with everything you say and do. Again, you'll never get a second chance to make a good first impression.